North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Thursday, March 28th. The Dixie Fire Canopy Project is helping fire survivors in Greenville recover more than just their homes. The nonprofit hopes to restore a sense of being home in the landscape by replanting native trees and shrubs in the burn scar.
So we are coming through for private residences, commercial properties, public lands, and restoring the greenery to all areas that were affected by the Dixie Fire free of cost to the survivors.
Michaela Trammell is the chief executive officer for the Dixie Fire Canopy Project and the nonprofit's founder. While working in disaster recovery, she noticed how burn-scarred landscapes left survivors missing a sense of familiarity and home. She believes restoring native greenery will help.
We're not offering the full landscaping. We're just doing the trees and the shrubs and the planting process. So that comes with digging the holes, planting the trees, doing the dirt, the mulch, and deep root watering systems where we can.
The organization's first planting event and seedling giveaway will take place on Arbor Day, April 26th. The event will begin at noon at the Spot in Greenville. And a new tiny home community for unhoused residents could soon be open in Reading. The Reading Record Searchlight reports that the community, called Goodwater Crossing, could be finished by the end of this year. The paper reports the shelter site is the third tiny home community now planned or operating in the city. It will house up to 5 people who are elderly or disabled for up to 10 months, while they transition into a permanent home. The community will be at St. James Lutheran Church, and tenants will be selected by the Reading Housing Authority. And in other news, election results have been certified in Butte County. NSPR's Ken Duvall has the details.
The final count shows voter turnout for Butte County was nearly 47%. Clerk Recorder and Registrar of Voters Keaton Denley told the Chico Enterprise Record that the percentage lands in the middle in terms of past elections, but he says it was higher than the statewide average for the primary election. That was 35%. Denley presented Butte County results at this week's Board of Supervisors meeting. None of the official results for local races have changed from preliminary tallies. That includes results for Chico's two measures, O and P, which brought about the demise of Valley's Edge. The Secretary of State will certify all primary election results on April 12th. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
In further election news, as results continue to be counted and certified after the primary election, it's looking like most North State counties had a higher voter turnout than the statewide average of 35%. Colusa and Yuba counties saw a turnout that was just a smidge above that, at 36%, and Sutter slightly higher at 39%. Tehama, Glenn, Butte, Siskiyou, and Lassen counties all were above 40%, with Shasta seeing a voter turnout of 48% and Plumas a little higher at 49%. But the winner was Trinity County, which had more than half of its residents submit a ballot. It's reporting a voter turnout of 53%. And in other news, a pair of Reading Eagles named Liberty and Guardian welcomed their first chick of the season. Friends of the Reading Eagles announced on their Facebook page on Tuesday that the couple's eaglet successfully hatched and appears healthy. The baby eagle is the first of 2 eggs expected to hatch this season. Mom, Liberty, is 25 years old and has raised 26 eaglets so far. This will be her 19th nesting season in Reading. Also, the spring rains are bringing much-needed precipitation to the North State, but that's not all they bring. Ticks thrive at this time of year due to more frequent rainfall. The Chico Enterprise Record reports that local officials are warning residents to be cautious of Lyme disease. A spokesperson for the Butte County Mosquito and Vector Control District told the paper that the western black-legged tick is the most common carrier in the area. They tend to live in tall grasses. People are advised to wear long sleeves and pants when hiking and to check themselves for ticks. And moving to state news, opponents of Governor Gavin Newsom can begin collecting signatures in another attempt to recall him. The Secretary of State approved the petitions on Monday. This attempt comes nearly 3 years after Newsom fended off a recall election by the same group. A refresher on the recall process from Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon.
The recall proponents, a group called Rescue California, must collect more than 1.3 million signatures from registered voters by September 3rd. If they do that, the recall would again go to an election, probably about this time next year. And if they're successful, there could be a different way to pick a successor this time. Historically, voters decided on the recall question and a potential replacement on the same ballot. But state lawmakers are considering a change that would have the lieutenant governor step in if a governor is recalled.
That's CAP Radio Politics reporter Nicole Nixon. In 2021, Californians voted 62-38% to keep Newsom in office. That election cost the state more than $200 million. And finally, new from our partner, Cal Matters. The Jewish Public Affairs Committee of California has announced it's sponsoring a package of bills to help prevent anti-Jewish violence and harassment. The package includes a bill that would add anti-Semitism to DEI and anti-discrimination trainings at colleges and universities. Another bill would set aside $80 million to help synagogues and other nonprofits secure their institutions against hate crimes. And lawmakers are also considering a bill on hate littering after anti-Semitic flyers were distributed in San Diego. And those are your headlines for Thursday, March 28th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Norgrove.